When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Put a Sock in It featuring Leray and
Noah Beck. What's up, guys?
Hello. So we were just talking about my idea. Should we tell the world?
I think we should. I think it's funny.
I had an epiphany where we technically put every single influencer into the cornucopia and let them all fight to death. And whoever wins gets Charli D'Amelio's TikTok account. Now, personally, just seeing Jeffree Star and James Charles going at it, I think that would be so interesting.
Oh, I think it would sell. I think it would definitely sell tickets.
I would love that.
I think seeing a lot of those, that dynamic, like that, those matchups, I think
would
be.
I love that shit. I'd probably like.
Would you throw in like a Hunger Games type?
For sure, Hunger Games, but
influencer games, but like.
What is that one thing that you did that you got?
Would you throw in weapons? Like, would you, or would they? They gotta whittle it themselves.
Is it
rocks?
The beauty gurus get to only use makeup brushes to defend themselves, and the TikTokers get to use fucking tripods.
What, can I get a ring light?
You're such a fucking.
I want to ring someone over the head with it. Lasso them in.
I would love that. Now, do you think you would win the Hunger Games if you were in it? I feel like you have that mentality of like the alpha male that can do anything they put their mind to.
I don't like now. I'm in a pickle here. Like if I say yes, then I'm an alpha male and that only thinks
no because you don't hate women.
But I don't want to say no. I'm confident, but I don't know.
I feel like you would.
Would win the Hunger Games?
For sure. Just because you're such a, like a, you're like the star boy that everyone would fall in love with as like they're, you know, they're like rooting for Noah Beck. And then you would show off some like, some skills. Like you would probably camouflage into like a tree.
Right. Like I don't think I would be very aggressive in terms of killing, but I try to play it smart. Like yeah. I'm not much of a.
You'd probably like manipulate and gaslight a little bit and be like, guys, let's work together. And then
we're talking about you now.
And that is all, folks. We're going to a break.
Do you know, have you seen Hunger Games, I'm assuming, right?
No, I haven't actually.
Oh.
Duh, I've seen Hunger Games.
Okay. Do you remember Kato from number one in District 1?
I remember Kato.
Right? Like he was like the It Boy.
He was not the It Boy. He was
kinda.
No, everyone hated him. Because he was like the mean bully, like white man John Smith type vibe. It was just awful.
Everyone from his district loved him, I feel
well,
like.
Well, duh, because they're all like rich and just like.
Yeah, and they want to see him win, but. Yeah.
So are you saying you're Kato?
I don't think
you
I'm
Kato. You heard it here first, y'all.
But I don't know how I would play. I don't know if I would play like a PETA who just hides.
Okay, true.
Who would you play like?
I for sure would be Katniss.
PETA, where are you?
Like, I would for sure, yeah, I would be fat.
Right. Well, I think the idea of like actually, if someone out there who's like really good at editing and like it's like into filmmaking, I guess, do a little simulation, like a little cartoon of how the influencer games would go. I think that would be so funny. And I really think that like series would do well.
I would enjoy that. Speaking of series, have you seen, what is it called? Oh my God, I forgot what it's called. It's on the tip of my... Ugh, it's not worth going through.
What is it?
It was a show that everyone was talking about, but I just can't remember it.
Keep going. Come on.
Oh my God, this is so embarrassing.
Netflix?
It was on Netflix.
Okay. Recently or?
It's new.
And it's a show.
The show, but honestly, like, let's cut the bullshit. Let's get
into it. Do you want me to rattle them out? Have you seen Inventing Anna? Wait, is it that? No way.
Is that the one? No. That's the one. No, it's not that one. No. Don't Fuck with Cats.
Oh, yeah, about the serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Luca.
Yep. What about him?
You remind me of him.
A serial killer?
Yeah. You're white. That's why.
Is that the only correlation?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to get that.
You know
my
who
choice.
Else is white? Axel Weber. Am I gonna do that transition? No, we have a very special guest today. I mean, I could sit here and like give him this grand old entrance.
That was the best fucking transition ever. Axel, you know get your fucking ass out of here. No, I'm joking.
I'll let him do decide. Most of the talking, but you guys may know him from TikTok. TikTok sensation just blew up.
He lives in New York and he lives in a very small apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And he likes peanut butter.
He does like peanut butter.
That's one thing I know about him for sure.
But he's just a mystery, and I want to get to know him, so I think we just bring him out here.
Now.
Axel, get out here.
Axel, get out here now.
What's going on, guys? Hello. How are you?
Hello. Y'all look like fucking, you guys are going to beat me up. Hold on.
Yeah, what's kind of scary.
Okay. Anyways, security.
If I were to introduce you to someone, and I'm like, Axel, take it away. Like, what should they know about you? Where did you start? Like,
should I stare straight to camera and give it?
You can. Make it dramatic.
Hi, my name's Axel Weber. I'm 22 years old. Mm-hmm. I'm from Georgia. Okay. If you were to know anything about me, it'd be that I love my family. Mm-hmm. And what I think I want to do and what is most valuable to me is entertainment. But when I moved to New York, which is where I started making videos, the reason I started picking up my phone is because my parents were like, hey, what's going on in New York? Like, could you just make some videos for us? I was like, yeah, absolutely. Mm. So I just happened to pull out my camera and start filming it. And since then, a lot of really cool opportunities have opened up. And I still want to stay in that lane of entertainment. And being able to do things like this, come on to a podcast with two kids who, like, want to be doing things like
this. Yeah, very similar.
That's valuable.
Yeah.
You know, what you guys have is... is passion. That's what I'm looking for. So if I were to say Axel Weber, passionate and searching, that's me.
Great introduction, Axel. I want to see me tear up a little bit. Oh. Jesus,
sorry.
Oh my god.
Wait, what'd you call him? What'd you call him? How did you want to introduce him? You said something earlier that was pretty flattering.
The Peter Parker of TikTok.
Yeah, Peter Parker of TikTok. I like that.
It's just because every time I see, because Peter Parker, if you like think of him, he's like always like. Like just uplifting and just upgoing. He's just always like, let's go. And every time you come to my For You page, it's like, so you guys, I got peanut butter today. It's like you're just always like in a good mood and stuff. So that's why I call you the Peter Parker of TikTok.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I feel like Tom Holland especially is like a super optimistic Spider-Man. Oh no, maybe
iconic.
I should get you started.
Oh yeah, iconic. You're about to. Jesus.
I mean, when I think of the best content that I could possibly make, especially when it comes to short form video on TikTok. It's the type of stuff that you don't want to swipe past. It's like something that might just for 15 seconds of your day make you be like, shit, today's not so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of why I started too as well. Just because I used to be in a dark place and having people who make content made me feel like, you know, better about myself. I'm like, hey, today's probably better than it was yesterday or today's going to be a great day just because of someone's YouTube videos. I was like, wait, I want to try that. So then that's why I started my YouTube channel was to help other people around the world. It's worked out, but then got me in some shit.
How did that got you down?
In some shit? Well, okay, so it started out you being like, listen, I can be the catharsis for someone else.
Yes.
And now you're in some shit.
You know, now just like I feel, sometimes I feel pressured to like, because when I'm in
be
a bad-
be that light for people.
Yeah, because when I'm in a bad mood, I don't want to film a video. But then again, I'm like, in my head, I'm like, well-
it's not about you.
I'm letting down people by not posting or all that stuff. So it gets kind of like tricky, but then again, it's like- you know, if sometimes you gotta take a break, just take a break.
But that happy medium of like- wanting to film and make people happy, but then also realizing that, like, I have to take some time to myself to, like, realize, I don't know, to kind of, like, have that time for yourself to, like, appreciate everything you have. Yeah. And, like, you don't really realize the influence you have on people's lives. Like, you were just saying, like, you want someone to watch your videos and be like, man, today's not that bad. And you don't really realize, like, the grasp that you have on people sometimes. Like, it's just crazy to think that, like, your video can, like, really... help someone. Yeah. And like that's for me that's like the coolest thing is like trying to always like put a smile on and trying to always like be positive uplifting in my videos and then seeing people like saying commenting stuff like watching your videos just make me happy and stuff like that. Like today, like you just like you make my day, contagious smile. It's like the best thing.
Come on.
It's like it doesn't get much better than that.
We're gonna cry by the end of this podcast.
I know it's really nice, but then there's all like you were saying, it's like what if they meet me in public and I'm just having a shitter of a day and I'm just like, move. No, dude. I would never, but like there are some days where like I don't want people catching me with like
100%.
Like I don't want them to think I'm like unapproachable because I'm like head down, just kind of like minding my own business.
And you're
like,
not smiling.
Yeah, it's like I don't want them always to think that I'm always
just like, eating is food.
Don't come near me.
Have you fanboyed yet since you've started this? Like has there been anybody where you're like, oh my god, you just reached out to me, or like, oh my god, I just met you?
Fanboyed, I'd probably say the biggest things that I fanboyed over have been like the meetings where I've gotten to meet with like with YouTube or with the production companies, like the, you know, like actual business people in the entertainment industry has been out of this world. And then as far as creators, like I got to Charlie Puth commented on one where I got rejected from a school.
Yeah. And they do edit it, huh?
Yeah, like little things like that are crazy, you know? My mom listens to him all the time when she rollerblades. She texts me. She was like,
wait,
oh my
your
God,
mom
son.
Rollerblades?
Oh, she rollerblades.
I want to hug her.
Well.
That's so cute.
That's so cute. She sweats when she rollerblades.
That's fine. I'm okay with it. I'll take a
she'd
shower.
Still, she'd embrace you. Yeah, I mean, like, full, like the four wheels, and she does, like, this wide.
That is so cute.
Can you envision it?
Yeah, I see it.
Like, envision.
Do you look
just,
like your
she's,
mom?
She's pink. She's got, like, on her
I see it.
Flowers.
Through the city?
It's a suburban town in Georgia, right. So. Wow. But there's certainly cars.
She's got room. I was about to say, if she's in the city, she's maneuvering.
Yeah, know? She's maneuvering. A lot of... The cars will stop. They'll curse her out. And she's like, she'll just wave.
She's in her own world.
Smiling. She's like, I'm riding high. So
that's cute.
Not going to stop your move. Do you think you got a lot of like your qualities from your mom or your dad?
1,000% from both of them. I mean, the entire family unit that I've had growing up has been the bedrock of everything that I've become to this day. I can only imagine who I'd be without them. I think it'd be I'd be nothing.
Yeah.
Because I see a part of myself in my two brothers, my two sisters, and my mother and my father. And, you know, we had in high school.
Yeah.
You know, the times are tough. You know, you want to rebel against your parents.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to smoke. I wanted to drink. I wanted to chase girls and play football. And that's it. That's all I wanted to do in high school. And as I grew, I realized that the things that they wanted me to do and the person they wanted me to become was the same thing I wanted for myself. Mm-hmm. It just took me time to realize that.
That's good.
I love growing up and growing closer to the people that you've loved all along. You know, it's like a new relationship, but way better.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to see my family at the end of March. I can't wait to just hug my mom. Oh, you know, I'm thinking about that all month.
That's so cute. I'm actually happy that you didn't go through the bad traits in high school of like the whole drinking and you too, King. I'm proud of you too. But that for sure ruins people in this time. Now,
cause what like, did high school you look like?
Oh, I was doing the same thing you guys. I didn't drink. I didn't smoke. I didn't go to parties. I couldn't chase girls because I was gay. So it was really hard for me. But now, kind of like I'm living my life to the fullest, and like I don't have like I can be like, oh, like I was like kind of with my family most of the high school times, and like kind of doing the right things, except for being gay. But it's okay.
Okay, how many siblings do you actually have?
15.
It's got a lot.
God, that is incredible.
Yeah. I got 15.
Dad got busy.
Dad got too busy. And
that
I think I
incredible.
Have another one on the way. It's like, Dad, put it up.
Wait, you think you're not sure? You're not 100% sure?
Oh man. And you know what's crazy?
Can we have like a Google Calendar? We can just throw them up?
Literally, at this point, might as well. But recently, I was scrolling through to my Twitter DMs, and this girl, she has my last name, and she was DMing me. She was like, hey, Dad doesn't really like want to tell you this, but I'm your sister. My mom and your dad, like our dad, fooled around back in the day. She's the same age as me. She keeps swearing that she's my sister. I think she's my sister. But my dad says she's not my sister. So this is a controversial topic because, like, do I own her? I'm like, hey, girl, let's go, like, get dinner.
Yeah.
Like, or JK, liar.
Like, do you feel like, exactly, like, that's tricky because I feel like if you embrace it and you're like, okay, hey, sister. Like,
I love
you
another
catch
sister.
Up, and then what if you eventually find out, like,
you know,
isn't my sister, but like we became friends. Like, do you want your friendship starting out with someone?
I don't that, think like, I do.
That's tricky because I feel like you might have to do some background checks.
Yeah, I might have to because that's a little tricky.
Yeah.
Jesus. Well, sister, if you're watching this, hey girl. Hey. Hope you're doing well.
You found her DM. That's how she contacted you.
That's the only way. Well, she was tweeting me and tagging my fans too. She was motivated.
Persistent.
No, yeah.
Wow. She's either a really persistent liar or she's your sister.
Just really wants to find her brother.
That's exactly what it is. Hopefully it's the second option.
Hopefully. Yeah, I mean, if you knew you were someone's brother, how long before you stopped tweeting?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Come on.
I'm putting myself in her shoes and I kind of...
That's fair.
I see it, yeah. Well, hey girl, let's get dinner. Let's catch up. Jesus.
Right. Well, also, like you were saying with Charlie Puth commenting on like your TikTok and like making the video about the Juilliard situation. What happened there?
What happened with the Juilliard situation?
So why did you get rejected?
Because I'm a terrible actor. That's why. Because I got rejected because I didn't prepare. Mm-hmm. It's that simple. And I just chose to record it instead of focusing on the actual audition itself.
Right. So how'd that like whole process going? Because I'm sure there are other people maybe listening to this that are like, wonder what it's like to audition for Juilliard.
So it's the actual audition process is pretty simple. You pay an application fee, and then you pick out your two contemporary pieces, your two Shakespearean pieces, You study the script. You decide, you know, what feels right for you. And since it's COVID, you perform them over Zoom. You pick a date. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to go fall of 2023, it'll be in January of 2023. Mm-hmm. And you just perform them on Zoom. Pretty quick, pretty easy. They might ask you to sing a few bars or something, so just be prepared for anything. They didn't ask me to do anything extra. I read two of them, and they're like, okay, you're good to go.
Were you nervous at all?
I was, yeah, absolutely nervous. That's hands shaking a little bit. Oh, I'm like sweating.
Yeah.
But I wanted to do it, and I knew it'd be fun. Mm-hmm. So what's the harm in trying? Yeah, right. And that goes for anything. I mean, it was a long shot, mm-hmm. of course. But a lot of things in life, before you know whether or not you want to do them, are. Yeah. Moving to New York's a long shot.
Yeah.
You know, making videos in your bedroom's a long shot. You guys coming to Los Angeles is a long shot. Taking a chance on your team, who you don't know whether or not to trust. You don't know who's got the right opinions or values. You don't know who's looking out for you besides you. Those are all long shots. But yeah. as it's shown for you, those types of things pay off.
True. Take that leap.
Take that leap. Jump. Head first. Yeah. Don't reply to your sister on DM. Hell yeah.
Go find your sister. Come on.
Search for her,
you
man.
Know, you guys are right. I'm out of here. Have her on. Just have her on. We just grill her.
All right. You guys have to tell me then. What's the biggest thing you've been rejected from? What's a big, big rejection you've had within the last year? It can be a person, too.
Within the last year. So my rejection, it's kind of like you. No offense. But when I was younger, I auditioned for Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. And with no experience, I got rejected easily. Because I did not think there was going to be a crowd of people watching my audition. I thought it was going to be like one person, I go in the room, I audition, done. But
what,
no.
What character were you going to be on?
I don't know, but I went there. Imagine. I'm like, London?
Sorry, Sprouse. Is this
you? Just you and one of the brothers? You and one of the brothers?
Mr. Mosby. Just an oversized suit running through the hall.
But it was very scary, just because like I didn't study or I didn't practice my lines. I just went in there head first. Like you said, I took that leap. I jumped, didn't land anything. Didn't get a
no
call
water
back.
In the pool.
No. Yeah. I was like, Mom, are you sure they didn't call you? I would call her every day. Like, Mom, did they call yet? She's like, no, they didn't call. Months go past, no call. And now I'm a YouTuber.
Hell so. Yeah. Would you have regretted it if you hadn't have done it, even knowing that you got rejected?
No, because I think it was an experience, a learning experience for me, just because now I know what I have to do to actually, like, land an audition or actually, like, you know, study lines. I didn't know. I thought it was just, like, you go in there and you just feel silly, and that's not it at all. So.
That piece alone.
Y'all like my personality? I'm like, come on, guys. I'm silly.
You need this on the show. Come on.
They're like, you know what? We're writing you in.
Yeah. It's like, I actually don't know the script at all, but like, get a load of this. Get a load of this.
Did you join the beat?
That piece alone is super valuable. You just being like, yeah, I know it didn't work out, but God, I would have regretted not trying.
Yeah. Yeah. Learning.
That's all about life.
Now it's on you.
I think for me, I mean, a lot like you, I kind of want to, because I'm in this business now, I never thought I would be in this position. But now that I, like, for me, growing up, I wanted to be a professional soccer player. That's all I wanted to do. I played since I was 3, went to college for it, actually, and then COVID hit. So it all kind of happened really quick. And then out of nowhere, like, growing up, I always loved movies. Like, movies were just, my family would always go to the theater. We would always watch movies. And I had, like, this love for it. And then got to a point where I was like, I never really even had the thought of, like, what if I wanted to be an actor, because it just felt such like a surreal world to me. It didn't feel like that could ever be a possibility. I never mm-hmm. thought I would find myself in a position in Arizona to like how do I even get into a movie, right? And then now I find myself in this situation where I'm like, it almost kind of ties into the work that I'm doing now. I'm in the entertainment business. Like, I film TikToks, not the same thing obviously, but I was like, why not try it? And so I started taking acting classes like as soon as I came out here, because I not naive. I know that someday TikTok, social media, whatever it may be, it's not going to always, it may be, but like, I don't want to sit here kicking myself and be like, damn, I should have gotten to acting, you know? And so I was like, this may not last forever. So how do I like pivot? And so I started taking acting classes, and for a year and a half now, I've been doing a lot of self-tapes and just like auditions, and man, I haven't got called back for any of them, but it's like, that's what acting is. And I talk to a lot of actors that like kind of give me a little bit of advice, and they're like, well, self-tapes, suck. Like, they suck filming. It's hard. But all it takes is that one. And so you just got to keep pushing through. He was like, I've talked to a few people that said that they've gotten rejected for years, and all it took was that one that was their break, and then floodgates kind of opened. Mm-hmm. So for me, I've been rejected a lot of times, but it's not even, I don't even take them as rejection because I don't, but that's the thing. I don't really go into like a lot of my self-tapes because I'm used to like not getting called back. I don't really go into them with like the same like hunger as I used to, which is like bad. And I need to go into everyone like being like, I'm going to get this role. But sometimes I do it just to get it over with. And ooh, like, that's hard. That's because like you have your agency like sending you, we think this would be a good role for you. You read the script. It's like, I could play this, you know? And then I'm like, comes to the day, they're like, oh, by the way, it needs to be in by tomorrow. And it's like, okay. So I start reading it slightly, have some other things to do. And then it, all of a sudden, your Zoom is like now. And it's like, oh, you're on with your acting coach. And it's like, oh, I barely even know the script. And so it just, you know, I need to like prepare more for it. And I need to like, I think I can go with anything in life. It's just like, yeah, go into it with the intent of that like hunger, yeah, or that like, I think you can honestly say that with like anything like in like a competitive nature with like sports or anything. Go into it like it's your last game you've ever played.
Well, also like, you have to think about audition. It of like, mm-hmm, the way I think of like my YouTube videos. This is probably going to sound so fucking annoying, but I'm always thinking, I'm like, damn, there's 100 people doing this. I have to make sure this is the best video. Or like, there's 100 people doing this, right, trend. I have to make sure it's the best.
What makes
you just always think that there is at least 50 other people they sent this audition to, so you have to go in and trying least to kill it. So you always have to have the hunger, no matter what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Definitely.
Competition.
Yeah. Competition.
It's competition.
Not, it's not a competition, but like treat it as in like, you know, there's people doing
it. But it is though. Yeah, 100%. Like, acting's
if it's
hard,
me and you trying to get the role, don't compete with me. I'm going to get it. I might have to kill you.
Right.
So
do what I like, you got to do.
That was a lot you said at the beginning about you not being naive, knowing that like social media might not be around for
yeah.
We've seen them come and go.
Mm-hmm.
We saw Vine come and go, and we saw right. people make a successful transition to YouTube, mm-hmm. which is longer form content, a more sustained fan base, mm-hmm. and also it's like building a business.
Yeah,
you've got you know brand. Ad revenue, platform income, and you've got your entire brand. Mm-hmm. But things like that, acting, yeah, that's long term.
That's
long
term.
You could be an actor well into your
mm-hmm.
God until you die.
Yeah,
forever.
You could be imagine being a YouTuber until you're 80.
keeping up with the trends.
Oh, family channels kill.
Family's crush.
Yeah, you just start recording God. Your kids opening toys.
Your sister.
Meet my sister for the first time.
Yes, but that it's pretty cutthroat. Like this business, like you said, you see people come in and out, and like you've seen some hard outs, and it's like, where did they go? And so I don't know. It's not like a thing where. Because you also do see people that will do anything to stay relevant. And, like, if that even means doing things that aren't the most respected. But at the end of the day, it's got people talking. So, you know, it's like, I think we all kind of had our heads screwed on in a sense where, like, we just want to do cool things to get people talking. Opposed to, like, being in drama, you yeah. know, and, like, that kind of yeah. stuff.
Did you say jiggling your butthole? Is that what you said?
That too.
Is that what you said?
I said, yeah, struggling my butthole.
I'll get people talking.
That works.
That's
one.
What guys, you want, though.
Yeah,
that's
why
what
is it so black?
No.
We need to have a brand meeting about this. Let's get the team involved.
So that's what you want to do. You want when did you find this love for acting?
I've always had a passion for performance. Mm. Since I was young, I did things like speaking competitions, mm-hmm. like where you get up on stage and you're like, if I were leader of the free world, and this is like 13-year-old me, you know?
That's crazy.
Talking about like politics and gas prices and you know what we should do with the political agenda. And you know, you put out these speeches and people react to them in a way that makes you feel like, God, if I can inspire people just talking,
yeah.
Think about what you could do with motivational music and a good shot and a good character, and you're inspiring other people. How many movies did you guys see about people moving out to Los Angeles before you came here? And whether or not they were in your subconscious when you made that move, they were there. Mm-hmm. And a little bit of that is with you for the rest of your life. You'll be inspired.
Yeah.
And whether you make the move to New York or you become an actor or you pursue your family or you try and find a new sibling, I'll just keep bringing that up. It's an active pursuit of something that you might have been inspired by through a movie. I feel like that is the most effective form of content. It feels the best. I walk away from it crying or laughing, mm-hmm. feeling like a different type of person. So performance, that's the goal. Yeah. I mean, how do you picture yourself as an actor? Do you picture yourself in comedy films, drama?
I picture myself like, that's a great question because I ask myself that constantly as well. Like, what do I really want to do? Like, what roles can I see myself playing? And I think right now, I think the most cliche role for me to kind of like get my start, you know, would be a rom-com, would be some kind of like playing that high school jock type thing. And I think I love those movies. Like, I don't care. I said it. I love like the Netflix, like Kissing Booth, you know, like To All the Boys. I love it. Like after, like they're entertaining. They're fun to watch. And it's not the most impactful movies, but there are things in those movies where I'm like, damn, I see a kissing, like, I don't just randomly see a kissing booth, like, in public. But, like, if I did, I'd be like, reminds me of that movie, you know? Kissing Booth. But, like you said, like, everything there's, I feel like it's, like, main character energy.
Yeah.
Like, you feel like someone when you're, like, walking down the street by yourself. You, like, envision something in your head. And like, mm-hmm. Oh, my God, I feel like Emily and Emily in Paris. Or, like, something like that. Just, like, it's, that was interesting how you said that. But I think literally anything. Like, I want to do all kinds of movies. I would love, like, obviously being a superhero would be a dream. Playing, like, these action roles would be amazing. I do want to do, like, romance. Like, I think those kind of roles would be so much fun. And, like,
musical? La La Land? Something like that?
No. I can't sing. No.
You can voice over it with something.
Maybe.
Zac Efron.
In High School Musical, it was, who was in the first one?
I don't know.
How are your dribbling skills?
Dribbling,
yeah, like basketball.
Oh, good. Yeah. No,
perfect.
Definitely would need. Yeah, any like sports movie too. I love sports, so like that could tie in. But
you're giving him ideas. Thank you.
Yeah. What about you? What do you see yourself most in? You said were you prepared for that singing? That
which one?
Were you prepared? You said Juilliard could ask for like you to sing a bar or two.
Oh, I mean, yeah, they might ask you to sing something, but.
Were you ready for that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Can you sing?
Nah. No, but, you know, I can mumble.
Right.
New York.
A little vibrato. Okay. Any movie, it'd be like, my favorite movie is Good Will Hunting. Simply because it's just like two young kids who wrote a script and then created a film. And I love those kinds of origin stories. Dude, they couldn't get casted.
Yeah.
Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. And now they're Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. You know what I mean? So, like, I think a movie that simply inspires people to chase a dream. It'd be, like, something super simple like that. That's just the premise, and that can be anything. That could be low budget. It doesn't have to be some massive, big budget blockbuster. I mean, a superhero, come on. That'd be great. He shot directly for the top. He's like, come on.
But A Good Will Hunting, that movie is just so, like, iconic, and it's... I don't even know what it, when I watched it and like how I felt after, I was like, this is just a good movie. Like, I didn't even know if it like impacted me in any way, but then I find myself later in life, like, I don't, like that scene of, like, I love movies about like underground, like low key geniuses. Like, I think it's so cool. Like, Matt Damon, when he's in the bar. Yeah, like when he's in that bar and he's in the scene, that guy's trying to hit on the girl and then he comes over and like, it's just so funny. Like,
or do you have any thoughts of your own on the matter?
Yeah, exactly.
Throws the number up. Yeah, those things are great. Oh, yeah. Limitless, Bradley Cooper. He just runs around with blue eyes. All of a sudden, he's like a stock market genius.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels good. We like seeing people get smart.
I love like gambling. Like the 21, have you seen that?
21?
It's on Netflix. Or Blackjack 21. Like, he's like this low-key genius. And then he like, his school has like this blackjack team that's like low-key illegal. But it's really, you got to watch it.
Yeah, 21. Okay, I will.
You got to watch it. It's great though.
Keep that in.
Was that the throw? No, okay, but we'll be right back. We're gonna go on a quick ad break. Then when we come back, we'll take some callers and see who people are beefing with. You seem pretty self-aware. You seem like you got a good head on your shoulders. So I think, what would you say is like the appeal to you and your videos? Like, why do you think your videos gets millions of views of you just talking in your New York apartment? Like, why? Like, how do you try to make those
how
videos
do you
special?
Answer that question. Oh, that's a good question. I have no idea.
Yeah. What do you think the appeal is? Like, do you think the relatability of it? Do you think the just joy it brings people? I watch your videos and I smile. I'm like, this kid's just quirky. It's just fun. Like, it's just.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that a lot. I don't think I do anything that special. I'm not that special. You know, I just make videos in my apartment and I happen to film my life. I think, you know, some of it's like the shock factor at first of having a super small space that you live in.
Right.
I mean, the shit's 100 square feet, you know? But it fit my budget when I got there.
Yeah.
And I also think people love a story. I'm actively showing what's going on in my life.
Yeah. Right?
You know, I'm showing, you know, where I buy my food, how I sleep, me going to Los Angeles, mm-hmm. and the thing that I'm pursuing.
Yeah.
And having that end goal, I think it offers a story that people like to see.
Mm-hmm.
So as far, I don't think I'm bringing that much different. I am just talking. I'm honored that people watch it at all. I'm sure you guys have felt that. You're like, damn. Why are people listening to me, dude? 100%.
I'm for sure think we all have that same question of like,
what's the appeal?
Yeah, why are you guys watching us? But then again, I agree with you. I think for sure your storyline and just like how you kind of keep us up to date, it's just like, it's so entertaining to watch, to see you grow as a person.
Yeah, it's like you're FaceTiming like, yo, Axel, what did you do today? And then you just go on and it's just there it is, your video.
Just don't stop. It's just like, you just keep going.
Okay, that's what I'll think about that next time I make a TikTok. Just make a FaceTime.
Yeah. Just act like it's podcast, FaceTime. How you guys? They don't respond. Cool. And you just keep going.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I think those type of things, like the interacting with stuff. So Larry here is big into like zodiac signs. Do you know anything about him?
Almost nothing.
Did you just write that down right now? You silly fucker.
He did.
What is it? I need to stop asking about it.
I set it up. Go.
I know. What is your zodiac sign, if you don't mind me asking? Are you a Taurus?
Okay, zodiac sign has to do with birthday. I know that. Okay, if I tell you my birthday, will you tell me what it is?
Go for it.
It's an August.
Oh, so you literally know nothing about it. You don't even know your sign.
No.
August. That's 13th. A Leo, no?
August 13th.
If it's a Leo, I'm leaving.
Oh.
No offense. But I'm totally leaving.
Wait, you're August 13th? Dixie's August 12th.
You're a Leo.
He's a Leo. God. Dixie's August 12th.
Wow. It means you love yourself.
Oh.
That's good.
You can't stop talking about yourself.
I do.
Entirely false. No, that's actually dope. I see Leo now. Oh my god, you're so outgoing and just like you can kind of like hold a conversation with anybody. And you're not like shy.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
It's all
Leo men and Leo.
It's all facade. I'm gonna go home and be different. Exhausted.
Bremen Rock is a Leo man. Well, duh.
What are you?
I'm a Cancer.
Okay.
So you have no idea.
That means nothing to you, huh?
No, when he says I'm a Cancer, I'm like, dude, no, you're not. You're a really good creator. People love you, man.
Oh, that's dope that you're a Leo. It explains a lot for sure.
Okay.
I don't know anything about Leos. I'm just kind of talking out of my ass so I can sound like I know what I'm talking about. But I promise you, only thing I know is that you're super confident outside, but inside, there's something in there crying.
Wow. It's not everyone.
Let me have my moment.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is whole
let me have my moment. I don't know shit about zodiac signs. I just honestly pretend.
It's just relatable. You know,
yeah, what about that? That's what the kids are talking about.
What's his?
Taurus.
Taurus. And what's that mean?
So bad. No, Taurus men are the best. He's honestly one of the greatest human beings alive. Not kidding. I swear.
Love you. But you, just right off the top of my head, I know that I'm a Taurus, Charlie is a Taurus, and like Lil Huddy are all Taurus. Very, I'm just going off of who I know are Tauruses, and they're very, I think we're all very different. So that just kind of goes to show.
Because they're not different at all.
Me and Lil Huddy aren't different.
Same people, different fonts.
Very different fonts.
Very different fonts. One's like italic bold. The other one's like cursive.
Cursive?
Cursive.
That's a big one.
I love English.
Works.
Axel.
Yes?
Are you a model? Looking at this, I'm seeing first word. Are you a model? Yes or no?
Because
I've seen some pics.
Wow.
You've been doing some crazy.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I saw that. He did like a post. He's like this. It's crazy.
I do have a modeling agency that I work with, and like we take a bunch of pictures. I don't know if I can't call myself a model. I'm not qualified. I haven't gone to model camp. I don't know walks and stuff like that.
Could you walk though?
Could I walk?
I feel like you
could. A catwalk?
Are you gonna show us?
Maybe something like this.
Okay. Such a Leo. Oh my god, such a Leo. I knew you were a fucking Leo.
You ever seen them like with their shoulders? Like
yeah.
So I could try something like that, but in all honesty,
It's all super new to me, so I do feel like a bit of a fraud when
you're
I walk
so
in.
So refreshing!
There.
Yeah. Oh my god!
I feel like they expect me to be someone.
Yeah.
And you know, so I walk in there, be professional, and I just listen to everyone and what they have to say, and I'm like, let me absorb everything that you have to tell me.
Mm-hmm. So next time I'll come in. Next time I'll come in, I'll know it a bit.
Each
what I'm
time
doing.
I've been like a little bit better. I'm like, okay, I know that you do wardrobe, and I know I'm not supposed to like wear these. I'm not supposed to crease these shoes.
Yeah.
There's one time I was like running around, and I mean, they're like, okay. These shoes are $1,200.
Settle down.
So why don't you just stop running? And I'm like, but they're so fun. Yeah. Like I went outside. I went outside once And they had like this nice outfit on me. Mm-hmm. And there's this guy walking behind me, like protecting me from things. He's like, don't touch anything. And you know, you walk outside in New York, you just want to like,
yeah,
not people.
No.
But the light post, you know, or the rats, if you can catch one. So I try my best to just be professional.
I feel like you have.
I haven't even chased a rat. Why would I try?
I don't know. You're silly. You are silly.
Silly goofy mood.
I know you caught a squirrel, huh? You caught a squirrel.
I did not. I filmed them. I filmed pigeons. Why?
Like, all serious?
I don't do any of that.
I film pigeons. Like, that's what I do.
That's it. Just film
them.
That's
nice.
Yeah. Hmm. New York is a beautiful place filled with beautiful things. You can walk down any block and be surprised by a person or a place or a rat eating another rat. Or just a mound of trash that's been there for so long it's grown into its own ecosystem. So beautiful. You know what I mean? It really is a wonderful place.
It's like a loading screen. Like, you know,
a GTA loading lobby.
A hodgepodge of things. Just throw it in there. See how it does.
You see those TikToks of like the guy who dresses up in the rat mask funny. Just running around. Dude, it snowed. The first time it snowed in New York City, they had a massive snowball fight in Washington Square Park. I'm talking about thousands of kids just loading up on snowballs and pelting each other.
You know how fun that would be? You wear a mask, no one knows it's you? Okay.
Yes. Dude, go in there, dude. People were packed. People had like snowball makers. They were crunching them up and stuff.
Us.
It got aggressive.
Larry putting like barbed wire on his.
Loading up.
Probably would.
He fills it with a rock.
And I probably would.
Like, I have no idea why it's happened.
Place in New York, like, opposed from like Central Park. Like, it's just like a beautiful place. Like, I'm partially joking, partially not when I'm saying this, but like, I think Times Square is like the most entertaining place to just walk around. Like, you can like walk to the end of Times Square and then come back and you'll see 100 different things every time. Like,
amen to that.
You can literally just pace and just every time just seeing something.
I don't
new.
Know why New Yorkers have this thing for being like Times Square is just not the place to be. It absolutely
is.
Have you seen the place at night?
It's so fun.
There's a guy in a Spider-Man suit doing backflips. Yeah. There's like 1,000 tourists and none of them speak the language, but they want you to take a picture. You're like, absolutely.
Yeah. Another guy's trying to like pickpocket you. It's like, stop. Come on. Stop.
Get away.
Get out of there.
Get out of there, man.
Yes. But it's so fun because it's also like, you like lose track of time when you're in there because it could literally be 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. and it's like pitch black and then all those billboards just light it up and
you were speaking my language. Last week, I was up at 2 a.m. and I just decided to go for a run. I ran to Times Square and back. There's no one there. It's just the guy cooking corn dogs. That's it. He's not going to say anything. He might nod at you.
Yeah.
But he's half asleep, dude. He's watching like some documentary on his iPhone. Yes. Times Square, beautiful. All right. Have you been to New York?
Been once.
And your favorite place is?
Mm-hmm. And it was the best experience of my life. But I didn't get to experience like much because I was scared to go out of my hotel.
Why were you scared?
Because the people scared me. They're like, you're going to get robbed. I was like,
guys, there's like one serial killer and he only attacks at night. You're fine.
The best time to go out is at nighttime.
Yeah.
So I was a little bit afraid to go to the train stations and all that. So I kind of like scared myself out of a good time. I went to Times Square though. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Just exactly what I suspected too. Yeah.
Beautiful. Interesting word to choose.
It was beautiful.
It's fun. It's different.
Looking up and not looking down, it's beautiful.
Right. Okay. That's
like looking up there and you're seeing all like the little, it felt like you're in a movie.
It does.
And then you look down and you're like,
oh. There's the movie reference once again.
But my favorite part was there's these group of guys that dance. They put like cones in a square.
The Jabberwockies.
I love them.
And they're dancing. They hype up the crowd. They're like, come closer. Take one step.
I love them. They're so.
You don't want to get too close because you don't want to be the one that they pull in.
Oh my God. Because then you're there for a while.
Yeah. It's humiliating. It's like, I can't.
They want to like do a flip over you. You're like, dude, I don't know.
I don't know.
Your leg's got to be tired.
I'm tired.
I want to go to the Jabberwockies.
Okay, so leading into our callers, we do have this hotline and they're pre-recorded. But today's prompt is, who are you beefing with? So anyone can call in and say who they're beefing with and tell us why. Are you beefing with anyone? Like, do you have any beef with anyone?
Unfortunately, I don't have any beef with anyone.
Unfortunately.
Beef is good. I like a little bit of riff, you know? At the very least, it makes for good content. But no, I haven't had anyone ask me to like fight them or anything like that. I thought for sure.
What if someone were to? Okay, for example, this isn't shade to anyone because I lived with him and he would. This isn't out of character for him. What if Bryce Hall made a TikTok saying, I want to fight Axel Weber? What happens then?
Is he a good fighter?
No.
I didn't want to say. He did do a public boxing match. He's He's a good fighter. I've seen him fight other people, but he lost.
Okay.
But pretty aggressive kid. But also very, very nice and sweet at times. But he's kind of crazy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice and sweet and also crazy.
Yeah.
All right, you've seen my stature. How would I put up to him?
You guys are the same height. Absolutely. Same height.
He's like 6'5" in real life.
No. He's like 5'6".
He's got the reach of literally.
This is so funny because Bryce, like, I don't want to say the wrong answer because Bryce literally is like, because we used to make fun of him and be like, bro, you're literally 5'6". And then he would like get so mad because Bryce is genuinely probably like 5'9". I'll give him that.
I'm 5'9". He's 5'6".
Okay.
I'll let you take that one.
Bryce, I'm sorry, but you're a short king. We love you though. Jesus.
But what if someone were to press you and be like, I just want to fight you. Like, I don't know why.
You don't need to feed into the axe. Well, you have.
I want to see. I want to see what he would do, though. Like, would you feed into it, or would you be like, just not even give it attention?
I've always wanted to have a real fight. I mean, really? I feel like it could be fun. Yes, you know, like something like that for sure. I mean, I've had like scraps, you know, in middle school.
Right.
Yeah, I fought this one kid, John Baker. He was much bigger than me.
That's a movie.
Oh yeah, no. I don't know where he is now, but he absolutely beat my ass.
Really?
So, it doesn't matter where he is. He won. He won for all time. But after that, I never really got into an altercation. I was like, maybe I'll just stick to my guns, you know, or at least fight someone who's my same eyesight.
Right.
So, I'd say
that would help.
I'd be fun.
I could so see you angry too. Like you're. So, oh my god.
It could happen. Maybe. I'd have to beef up and do some push-ups, start hitting the bag. That's right. What I could do. Maybe. I don't know.
After people watch this, watch so many people start reaching out. I want to fight you. I'm going to put you in that situation.
You guys haven't fought anyone, have you?
No, not since I moved out here, no.
Not since I moved. Oh, but no. Before.
I had some middle school altercations, stuff okay. like that. And like my friends and I would have like Friday fight night. And like literally just with like friends. Like we just put on like boxing gloves and like these head things and we'd just go at it just for fun. Just literally all fun and games. And
crazy.
It was fun. It was pretty. It was like my football friends. So like they needed to get it out somehow. But crazy. And like some of them were wrestlers. And if I would start winning, they would just take me down. And it's like, come on. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
So.
Totally understand.
Yeah, no, luckily, you say unfortunately, but I don't know if I want to get into a fight. So, like, I don't really, yeah, like, fortunately, I haven't gotten any beef with anyone since I come out here. I like to be pretty friendly with everyone, I think. I mean, there are some people in just the social media world that are just looking for fights.
I mean, I've been told I have a punchable face.
I don't know how to take that. I mean, if you get told you got a punchable face, how do you take that? You take that as a compliment?
I say, try it.
Oh. Wow, never thought of that.
No. Yeah. Let's see if you can reach it.
Ooh. Would you say that over online? Like, would you type that? Try it.
It wouldn't hit as well without your voice.
It wouldn't hit. I mean, if it was in person, I'd be like, try it.
It's like, you know what? Actually,
punch is like a good time.
You have to tease me with a good time. Oh my god.
He's like, you'd be doing me a favor.
Yeah.
I need a nose job anyway.
My mom hits harder. Anyways, let's see what these callers. Let's see who they're beefing with.
Okay. I have beef with you, Lorray, because how are you gonna release one diss track? And then be done. Babes, I'm going to need another diss track. I'm going to need another diss track. But until then, I got beef with you, Lorray. Bye your life. Good night.
Oh, she ate you up.
I don't even know what to say.
Oh, she ate you up.
She ate me alive. Yeah. Bye my life. Good night.
Are you... I mean, realistically, you could have a canceled part two, and it could be all new jokes. All new roasts.
That's okay. We have other stuff that's planned. I don't think I need to make another diss track.
Oh.
To drop another song, Noah.
Oh, so there's more music coming. Yeah. She wants a diss track, though.
Ah. How about you write one? I'll write it for you, and then you could just...
Can I ghostwrite it?
I'll live vicariously through you.
Can I ghostwrite it? Because I do have some things
to
say.
Show the voice. Show your rapping voice.
No.
Show your rapping voice.
He's got a rapping
voice. It's dropping soon.
He has a rapping voice.
No, I don't have a
It says alter ego.
Come on.
It is. It is my alter
it's
ego.
It's Knower.
Gnar. Okay, next caller.
But that was hilarious.
got beef with you.
Bye, your life. Good night.
Okay. So I remember you guys had an argument about who's the more punctual one time. And let me just settle this right here, right now. It's Noah, because I'm in his Patreon. There's 18 people waiting for Larry to go live, and he's 11 minutes late.
What the fuck
is
this?
11 minutes late to his own live stream. So if that doesn't say something about Larry's punctuality, then I don't know what does.
I couldn't have said it better myself. I couldn't have said it better myself.
It wasn't my fault. I didn't know how to press. I went live in a glitch. I was trying my. Why are you putting only ones that I'm getting attacked for? What the fuck?
I can't tell if these are your fans or my fans coming at you.
I can tell. I'm well aware.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I love that.
I'm sorry for going live late, guys.
I am sorry too.
My dog was dying.
11 minutes? That's how long it took for your dog to die?
Axel?
That's a long death. Axel.
Y'all are canceled after this. Just know that. Can't wait for my next
poor thing
video.
Was suffering.
Exposing Axel Weber.
Oh my gosh. A two-part documentary.
Okay, so like I'm definitely beefing with Lorraine's mom because she got the privilege of squeezing Lorraine out, which I personally think is a hate crime, so yeah.
I agree with this one.
Dude, your fans are funny.
Yeah. Oh my god. So he's got beef with your mom for squeezing you out.
That's a hate crime. You could have kept me in a little bit longer.
Oh, that's my gosh. Awesome.
Jesus. What's up with these? Like, you don't have any, like, of knowers?
He's smiling.
Where's the Bexters at? Because my fans are all mentally unstable.
Ooh. The Bexters are going to be like, I have a problem with Larry. I think he's bad for Noah's mental health. Imagine they all think they come for you, too.
Damn. Oh. No joke. No
I joke. Love this podcast.
They give it to you
I think
straight.
It's awesome.
This is probably your favorite episode.
This does seem like therapy for you guys.
It's fun. Good. It's fun. It's just talking.
Just chatting.
Just a little kicking you back.
I was beefing with my cousin because she basically stole my man. They were best friends before me and my boyfriend started dating, and I met him through her. Mm. And, like, at a family function, someone told me that they've been fucking this whole time, and I beated her ass on site, and then I broke up with my boyfriend.
Valid.
Oh, my God. Let's break this one down. Like, this is so interesting. Okay.
It's not that interesting. She did what she needed to be done.
Why are you going after someone? Your cousins? Your cousin's significant other?
She was the...
Okay, so... Her cousin stole her.
Yeah.
So here's what we have. We have two cousins that are female. They were dating a man. One was best friends with a man. Mm-hmm. And then the other cousin started dating because this cousin that was friends introduced her to him. Damn. So we've got a little... It's like a love triangle, but it's not because they were just friends. But apparently they were fucking...
Sounds familiar.
So whose ass did she beat by the end? Wasn't her cousin, was it?
Yeah, no, it was a cousin.
Oh, she beat up her cousin.
The cousin who...
Family Thanksgiving, they're just like sitting across the table from each other like...
Just eating her. She takes the leg out of the turkey and just starts whittling it with her teeth, making it all sharp. That's interesting.
God. Y'all are literally the same person. It's so silly. Next caller.
There was this one time that I cleaned my cat's litter box and I decided, and my sister pissed me off, so I decided to grab her pillow and underneath it place all the droppings, the pee, all the shit under, for that came from my cat, under her pillow. And she never found out. Later on, I think she got pink eye and... She just kind of never found... Well, she found out, but
you would do
they
that.
Never knew it was me.
It's like, oh my god, this is crazy. Under the pillow? Are you kidding me? Holy shit. Not pink all eye. The droppings? Pink eye? Holy cow.
Oh my god, that was so funny. Just seeing no go.
Yeah, that... So apparently she had beef with her sister?
She did.
I wonder what the sister did.
I would probably do something
She just
like
said
that,
she
though.
Was pissed at her, no?
She was, but
what's a crime bad enough to give your sibling pink eye?
I feel like it would have to like snitching on you to your parent. That would have to be for sure. Like, let's say she's a vapor and her sibling told her mom that she has a vape.
She's a vapor.
Yeah, she's like hitting nicotine. She like exposed her. I think that deserves
some droppings.
Faking being your sister. Would that like what if you found out that would you give her pink eye?
Now I give her a lawsuit. Oh. Would you do something as fucking evil as that to your sibling? I feel like you would.
Oh, just from our
previous... just by seeing the...
Because my sisters came on before.
And it was...
We did a little episode with
them. That was interesting.
It's fun. It's a good dynamic. But in terms of giving them pink eye, it's different if I were to, like, purposely pin my sister down and probably fart on her. But, like, opposed to, like, sneaking cat litter in.
What?
Have you seen Benchwarmers?
No, but... Yes, I have. I love Benchwarmers, but...
Are we skipping past the pinning down and farting your
face? Well, I'm getting there. The beef stew. Have you never seen...
Oh, I've seen the beef stew, but why would you do that to your sister?
Because funny.
You're...
Yeah, let out some gases here and there.
Oh, it's here? Don't we all? In the podcast room?
Mm-hmm. Damn. Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
What, can you remind me what episode that was? When I just let one rip?
This one?
You've done it... This one?
Yeah. Oh, I've actually been ripping this whole time.
Damn.
He's not lying.
Sneaky. Right, okay, so those were the callers.
Axel, do you hate me?
No.
Okay.
That was too fast for it to be real, wasn't it?
You didn't process it.
Sorry, man.
Noah, do you hate me?
I have to think about this one a little longer than Axel did. Yeah.
So, Axel, I have a question for you.
Take your time. He'll be back in 3 to 5 business days.
It's elevated.
I'm his lawyer. Get back. What were you going to ask?
What's the tea about your family?
Just reading the question. God, that was such a spontaneous question you just asked me. I'm super happy to answer.
I just didn't want to listen to another caller.
Okay. What, like, what kind of tea? What are you referencing?
I don't know. I was just trying to change.
Cool. What do your parents do?
Great. My parents. My father worked for a beer company most of his life.
Okay.
So he had like free beer all the time. And then my mother, right now, she works for a healthcare company. Both of them now. Now my dad, he works with his friend at like a warehouse and. He's got plenty of time on his hands to like cook and you know, my mom works from home, so like he'll bring her up snacks in the middle of the day.
Wait, that's cute.
He'll be like, hey sweetie.
I wanna meet your mom. Man, she's the cutest ever.
She is wonderful. My father is too. They're you ever see people in your okay. When I was a young girl, a lot of my friends, their parents got divorced like when they were young. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So as I grew up, I realized how valuable it was to have parents that were still together. Mm-hmm. And they're still together like 30 years from now. Like they're the type of people who dance in the kitchen when no one's watching. They'll, you know, kiss each other. You know, he'll give her a little slap on the butt when he's walking by. He's like, hey, honey. I feel like the key to having that sort of love that sustains over decades is to just never stop dating.
Yeah.
Is to just like the person that you're with. I mean, if you enjoy spending time on the porch or gardening, or if you can do the mundane tasks in life, like drive a car.
Yeah.
And just be happy with the person you're sitting next with.
Yeah.
That's love, man. That's the kind of stuff I'm looking for. I haven't seen it in my own life. I mean, how has it been for you guys?
That's rare.
Trying
these days,
to find it. Maybe it is. Maybe so not. Maybe rare. I'm looking in the wrong places. Have you guys seen that?
You're
in
not.
Your own life?
I think it's just our generation kind of sucks at love right now.
Do your parents date? Like, do you, as in like? They, obviously, they still like each other, right? Like, they not only love, but they like each other, like being around. But do they go on like dates?
Yeah,
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, absolutely. They'll like, drive a little bit north, or they'll go on a boat, or go on walks. I mean, they like being around each other.
Yeah, like best friends.
Why'd
That's so
you,
cool.
Why'd you say that about our generation?
Yeah, I'm paranoid.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, I am all of a sudden. Because I know that it's could be a problem.
It's for sure a thing. Like, sure a problem, love isn't like how it used to be back when my parents were growing up. The toxic love life is so romanticized nowadays. Everyone just wants to be like, oh, I'm a toxic girl.
Well, like, there's so many things affecting just, like the way people love nowadays. And also, like, there's so many like the... Not only going from like degrading songs to like romanticizing things that shouldn't be romanticized, also, not romantic. Like,
I think growing up, our parents growing up, they didn't have like TikTok, Bumble, and Tinder, so it's
they couldn't
so,
compare.
Yeah, and you don't have to meet people in real life anymore to find love. It's more so like, oh, you're it's cutie on TikTok on my FYP page, follow, but like that doesn't last.
One DM away, I'll fly you
oh
out.
Oh my god, that just like some flood. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, think about back in the day. You walk into a bar, you hit it off with someone.
Exactly.
Wow, what are the odds we ever meet each other in real life?
And then you have to worry about like
so
TikTok.
So it feels that much more special.
Yeah.
When you're swiping,
it's like destiny, you know. Whereas like now you could literally
just find anybody.
Yeah.
It's not.
There's
like
almost no effort anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's literally.
You're a DM away.
Yeah, a DM away. And like, it's this constant culture of comparison on social media where it's like, you see a couple, like, you see a couple on social media, you see a, like a relationship on social media, you see everything that they're putting out. And it's like, man, like, I'm looking for this kind of love. But it's like, at the end of the day, they're putting out exactly what they want you to see. And so it's like, maybe they're not so happy, you know? And there's always that question of like,
what you see on social media, is it fake? Is it real? And so that's the whole thing of like,
is that the person I'm going on a date with? You know?
Exactly.
That smiley, happy person they got in their pictures?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You would never know.
Oh, that's, my gosh. Yeah, I'd assume, like, if I started dating someone, I'd be like, you could log on to Tinder tomorrow and you will find a handsome Wall Street banker type who's got money, good looks, good family, maybe even has a boat. Is just laying on the Hudson. He's like, want to come over? Like, you will you'll always be able to do better unless you're able to look at the person across from you and the tiny things that make them who they are, the little idiosyncrasies, their mannerisms, their tics.
Exactly.
You fall in love with that. That's the thing we're talking about. We're talking about love, and it seems like, come on. It's love, whatever. Yeah. We're young. But love is the same thing that leads to anger, which leads to happiness. It all correlates in emotion. That's you being an actor.
Yeah.
That's the same thing you're going to have to use. Mm-hmm. Also, we've talked about like what we want to do in the future. What's that future look like for Lorray?
Oh, did we not talk about that for me?
No, I don't think so.
About you finding your sister, but...
we talked about that a lot.
Talked about that. And like how you don't want to always just be a YouTuber. What's your pivot? What's your branch off?
Oh, I like that question. What's your pivot?
Finding my sister. No, I'm just kidding. I'm really, really, really good at making music. A lot of people like the music that I make, even though if it's like trolley music. So I kind of think making an album wouldn't be bad. And I'm very, very creative when it comes to like music videos too. Just in all my videos, I put in so much work and effort into like every little detail. So like, I feel like I can create something cool and see how that works. I don't take life too seriously. And I kind of want to make that like my kind of like, brand. Yeah, just like you're watching it.
You are
one
of the most
laid
back people I've ever met, for sure.
Thank you. Yeah. Kinda, that's what my friends say. They say I don't care about much, but I care about things that actually matter. But when it comes to like drama or like opinions about me that don't really have to do anything to help my life grow or help me grow as a person, then I don't really care. That's why I don't think I fell into depression yet. So we're doing good.
Yeah. That's the key, is just to care about the things that matter.
Just care about the things that matter. So I care about
the things
that don't
matter. Control the things that you can control. Don't waste your time on.
But it's harder said than done. Or easier said than done. Because definitely. I try to tell my friends that struggle with depression, I'm like, hey, stop caring. But they're like, can't do that. So I've gotten way better at explaining to people and trying to help people throughout
Fuck
that.
Fuck off.
Yeah. But it's getting to the point where I'm starting to understand that, because growing up in, you know, where I'm from, my parents never believed in, you know, mental illness, or it was just more so like, oh, you're sad, go outside. So like
that was
grass.
Their response to you being
well,
sad?
Well, yeah, because I grew up in the ghetto. So they were worried about getting grass. Shot, not worried about depression. But then how living with people who struggle with the depression and like having friends that actually go through like eating disorders and, you know, mental illness is like, wow, like shit's real. And like, I feel like we need to be there for our friends more than ever, because right now, girl.
Well, I mean, I think that comes with themselves. Like you said, like your parents, not only is it where it's also just like a generational thing. Like, I feel like not. I haven't looked into it, but I'm sure that there's a stat somewhere that goes to show that our parents probably didn't have as many cases in their generation.
Well, for sure.
Of just because strictly of social media. Like, as great as social media is, and as literally it's made our careers, it kind of sucks, like, in a sense. Shit. Like, it really does. Like, you have to think about, like,
how weird is that to be like, this thing's amazing. It's made me who I am.
It's my job, like... but I hate it. And it's literally so bad for some people's mental health. It, no, I don't hate it. Like, I hate things about it. I hate the things that it can do to people, because, I don't know, like, just, like, kind of the anger that it can bring some people. They're like there's always, because anyone can say anything behind a keyboard. Anyone can say anything behind a phone and just be so negative.
Yeah.
And, like, it almost, like, there's almost an incentive to be the meanest person in the comments, because those comments seem to get the most likes, and like the most likes usually goes to the top of the comments, and then that person gets more followers because they're like, huh, that was funny, like it was so mean, it was just funny. And it's like, that's what we're promoting. And so that's where social media can kind of take a turn, you know. It's great for keeping up with your friends, keeping up with news and all that stuff, and kind of like having fun with it. And then it gets to that dark side of it where it's just like
a mob mentality,
so cruel, you know. It's quick. So cruel. And it's very, the comparison part is just huge, because I know for me that it's like a huge thing of like, I mean, I have like my hometown friends that'll call me, like, that I keep up with, and they'll be like I'll literally go and like play Fortnite with them at night, and they'll just be like, bro, your life's crazy, huh? Like, you're literally living like in the movies. And I'm like, no. Like, I went to Paris and that was dope. Don't get me wrong. But, like, I come back and it's the same thing. I do all these cool things, but sometimes you still feel lonely because, like, you never know really who you can trust, and especially in this business, because it's just crazy.
Yeah. Oh, man, you're making me choke up. That's kinda, so true. You know, man.
It's like eye-opening. It's like, yeah, I mean,
I felt that exact same way. I mean, it all happened so very fast. People think that, like, my world's drastically different, and it still very much is, you know, me in my apartment. You know, FaceTiming my mom on weeknights, like, I can't wait to see you. You know, like, I get to go out and do all these crazy things. I get to come to Los Angeles and I get to meet with these people, but I'll be back and it'll be me in my room.
Right.
And I'll be like looking for something to latch on to, someone to talk to. It's still so much value in this right here. And me being able to look in your eyes and talk about anything. Yeah. Your lost sister or your garlic breath or the fact that this podcast is so sick and you guys are doing something that you're passionate about.
You are dead to me, sir.
Come on. That's the most valuable thing we have is this space right here. I'm not sure if you guys have ever seen like the Before Sunrise, Before Midnight series with Ethan Hawke. Dialogue. Yeah. It's great dialogue. But they say that God exists in the space right here, like in the space where you're looking at each other and that's it. Like that's where you have your most meaningful moments.
Yeah. 100% agree.
I see it.
Well, with that being said, is there any last words that you want to end this on?
Any last words?
We'll never talk to you or see you.
Not holding you at gunpoint. I'm not joking.
If I don't see you in the near future, you guys should know that this meeting you is a lot of fun. And also seeing what you guys do is... it's inspiring because it's not, it's like, yes, you have a team, but you guys are choosing to do this path. You could stop at any moment. You could move back.
Yeah,
you
could
move back to your hometowns. You could do any job you want. You could sell insurance or mow lawns, and I'm sure you could lead a happy life, but you're choosing to be here creating content because you feel like it has an impact.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. I'm inspired by that, and I appreciate you having me on.
Axel, you fucking sweetheart.
Absolutely.
I'm excited to see where you go, honestly. I can't wait to see you, like, flinging some web or some shit. I see it.
That'd be amazing. If you want to plug your socials, I'm pretty sure everyone knows where to find you.
Yeah.
Axel Weber.
Axel Weber. So you can sing.
Wait, stop.
Okay, I sang like halfway through. Please end it at least with a little couple of notes. Come on. Thank you very much. Guys, this has been Put a Sock in It with Noah Beck and Larray and also Axel.
Make sure you guys like this video, give it a big thumbs up, comment anything.
Comment the word anything.
Comment, and there would be some people that did that. Make sure you subscribe, follow at Put a Sock in It Pod, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Peace.